What's up, guys? It's Jason back with Chris. This is the Lost Boys podcast. This episode, we're going to talk a little bit about football. JJ Watt just got traded to the Cardinals. We figured we'd give you a little bit of our own personal insight on what's going on in the NFL and who we think are going to be potential contenders next year. Chris, what do you think of the JJ Watt signing for the Cardinals?
Not a head scratcher, like some people are saying it is, but solid. I think it's a solid move by JJ. Young, talented team, a game away from the playoffs. But to be honest, I'm going to the Packers. I'm going to Baltimore. I'm going to divisions that I know I'll be locking up a playoff spot.
Yeah, I think DeAndre Hopkins really was trying to get him over there, and it seemed to work. I think the in all honesty, well, just to throw it out there, Chris is a Jets fan. I'm a 49er fan. I do definitely think the Cardinals, as long as Russell Wilson stays with the Seahawks, are still they're the worst team in that division. As long as the 49ers are healthy, the Cardinals are the
I
worst
mean,
team, and it's not going to
that's what I
change.
mean. Like,
Kyler Murray's
I
not going
don't see them winning the division, like a sure playoff spot.
Well,
So
I just
that's
think,
why it's a head scratcher.
yeah, and I just think that Kyler Murray is not that good. Maybe he'll get better, but I just think that's a tough division. I think it would have been better off for him to go to a, I don't know, I mean, maybe even like a team like if he would have went to the Colts would have been a good team for him to go to with how they got, you know, hopefully, you know, I think Carson wants to play better. That just seems like a team that could easily win their division at this point,
I
you know, because
mean,
I think
I
the
think
Titans are
Murray's
pretty
good. I like Murray. I think he's a solid player. Is he better than Russell Wilson? Absolutely not. But, you know, I
It's going
just
to be a
think
dog
I
fight.
like to go to a stronger team is all for JJ.
Oh yeah, and I think you know, we'll see what happens there. I don't think that's going to, you know, as far as like gambling is concerned, like how what your odds are to go to the Super Bowl. I don't think they say whatever. I don't know what they were like, say 100 to 1 or whatever it would have been. I don't think that's going to
JJ
put
didn't
them
make that
up
much of
that
a
high.
difference.
No, I don't. If they were, say they were 100 to 1, at best they're 90 to 1 now. The odds didn't change that much in their favor. Like he's not at this point. Like if this was 4 or 5 years ago, that would have been a game-changing player to get on your team. But now I think JJ Watt's gonna help him out, especially him being like a little bit of an older player as far as leading the defense. But
A locker room friend.
I think the Rams are gonna be the team to beat in that division.
In
Hello?
the NFC? In the
There
NFC
you go.
West?
Yeah. With Matt Stafford, I think they're going to be the ones to beat.
Oh, no. I, you know, I still think Russell Wilson and the Seahawks are the team to beat out there.
Got no love for the Niners, though?
Not yet. Not yet, but we'll see. They just lost their defensive coordinator, which was a stud, I must say.
Yeah,
So,
I think they'll be all right. If Nick Bosa comes back, they'll be pretty good. I think, you know, I mean, as far as the AFC, even I mean, obviously things are going to change once the draft comes and once free agency's period starts and goes and comes and all that. I mean, who do you at this point? Who are you thinking is the top team in the AFC? Who's the team to beat? Obviously, the Chiefs, and then who? Who's really a competitor? The Bills?
I mean the Bills, yeah, the Bills or Baltimore. It's either them,
That would
either
have been
those
the
two.
team that would have made so much more sense for JJ Watt to go to now that I think about it. If he would have went to the Bills, it would have been clutch for them.
I agree. I agree. You know, if I'm JJ, you know, he could have went Saints,
Even to the
Bills,
Bucks.
Bucks. Yeah, then they would have been like, oh, you know, he's just riding Brady's back. You know, there's a
Yeah,
lot
but
of people
the ring counts all the same.
Yeah, exactly. Revis went to the Patriots for a ring.
Yeah, he did. Well, I mean, you know, he was, but that time, Darrelle Revis was like the best corner in the league.
That's when he was trying to get paid by the Jets, and I don't think they paid him, and then he let him walk.
Yep. Your team's been terrible ever since.
And then they signed him later, and they signed him later in the in his career where he wasn't all that great.
Yeah, he was basically washed at that point, I guess you'd say.
So you're JJ Watt. Where do you sign?
I think the Bills were the team to go to. Or like I said, I think the Colts would have been a good place to go. They got cap room. Carson Wentz should have a resurgence. They got a pretty good – their defense is good. You add J.J. Watt to it. I think that team would – that would have been like putting their defense over the top.
They're saying that J.J. got the one of the biggest deals that he was going to get and that he was chasing the money. Do you agree?
Yes. I actually talked to Kale, a buddy of ours, Kale, about this, and I said that's what I said to him. I was like, I think he's chasing a ring. He's chasing money, not a ring, or he would have went to the Cardinals. Like, that's just – dude, you got six. You're going to have six tough games every year. I heard Colin Cowherd say something earlier about it. He's like, you could legitimately just have an NFC West Pro Bowl team versus the rest of the league, and they might win.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that division's stacked.
I mean, did J.J. have a choice to go to any team he wanted to? He had to be desired from a team to go there, so the Cardinals obviously wanted him.
I think they said it was like 12 teams that were really trying to sign him. And, I mean, come on, dude. There had to be at least a few that were – there had to at least been some that were playoff teams, right? Like, I know the Cardinals missed it by a game, but they didn't make the playoffs.
What about the Browns?
I think the Browns would – that would have been a good pick. I'm not a big Browns guy, but if you have him with Garrett on that defensive line, dude, like that, they would have been causing mayhem. But at the same time, I think with Chandler on the Cardinals, they should be good. But it just seems like I don't think that offense is where they need to be. Like with the shit they run, like this whole run and gun bullshit or whatever kind of offense they run in Arizona is just like that's a college scheme. And I don't know. I don't think it's going to win you a Super Bowl.
Patrick Peterson still playing?
Yeah, he's there now, but I think they're talking about they might cut him. Like Rocky Balboa.
Wow. Cut me, Mick. Yeah, man.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. We'll see what happens once the draft comes and free agency is right around the corner. So we'll really see what's going to happen with all that.
How do you feel about Trevor Lawrence?
I guess it really comes down to how I feel about the Jaguars. And I don't know, man. I think he's a good player. I think it's not going to be the best situation in the world. Like, I think the Jags have some decent players on their team, though. Like, I think they have a lot of cap space. I think it's going to be a rough year the first year, and then I think people see they're building something. They might be able to get people next year, but they better just have a really good draft. And all I know is Urban Meyer isn't big on losing, and we'll see how that goes. Like, he might lose if you combine all the losses he had in Ohio State while he was the coach there, he might have more this year than he's had in his career at Ohio State.
Yeah, my boy is really big on Urban Meyer. He's just a winner. Just wins naturally, he says. So
he is, but at the same time, dude, like when you're a coach in college, dude, especially when you're a coach at Florida and you're a coach at Ohio State, those teams have like the cream of the crop when it comes to recruiting. Like, you don't recruit. Yeah, I mean, you still have to recruit players. Granted, like that's what happened with Arizona and J.J. Watt, right? You have to recruit players, but it's also a difference of you got to pay them. You only have so much money you can pay, and this, that, and the other. To where, I don't know. We'll see. Like, they're going to get Trevor Lawrence, and then we'll see what else they do with the draft. They got to sign some players. Like, you just can't. If they don't
Speaking
sign
of money,
players, it's going to be just how Sam Darnold was with the Jets. You have no talent around him. You're not going to see how good the guy is.
Was that market value for J.J. Watt? Speaking of money. Was he worth the, what is it, $5.5 million? He got $31 million, so 16.
31, I think a decent amount is, it'd be 15, if he got all of it, it'd be 15 and a half a year if he got all of it, but only so much of it was guaranteed. I don't know, I heard some guys in the local sports guys were saying that they thought that was a pretty good deal. I mean, dude, he won three pro. He was the player of the year 3 years in a row for the defense. You know, so I mean, he's a good player, and I think the Texans were just terrible. I think if you put him on a better team, he'll play better. Like, I assume he'll get like 10 sacks this upcoming season. and have a good year. He, like you know, a borderline Pro Bowl season is what I'm figuring he's going to have. So if that's the case, they got a it's a pretty good deal for both sides. I mean, if he was trying to chase a ring, though, he would have taken like $10 million if he was trying to chase a ring. He would have taken less, $8 to $10 million.
Right.
Go to a good team. You're a key piece to it, and boom, you know, like, dude, imagine he like sucked it up and he's like, all right, I'm gonna try to chase a ring, and he went to the Chiefs. He could have helped shore up that team.
Yeah. What would you think if he went to the Patriots, him and Belichick?
I think the Patriots are not very good right now. I'll say two things. I think that the Patriots need to, if that Robinson guy from the Bears is a free agent, they need to sign him. They need to find a quarterback, whoever it is, even if it's a guy in the league that's not that good, and they need to shore up the offense. Like, the offense isn't good. Like, I don't think Cam Newton's terrible. I think he's way past whatever he's going to be doing, but I think they don't have any receivers on that team. So J.J. Watt wouldn't go there because of that. But I also think, if hypothetically your old coach Adam Gase was the coach of the Patriots of this year, they would have won one game.
Oh, God.
I think Bill Belichick willed them. I think Bill Belichick willed them to as many wins as they got. I really do.
I think Adam Gase is the worst coach in the history of coaches.
I don't think he'll ever be a head coach again in the NFL. And he's so tarnished now, like whatever pub he had for being an offensive coordinator, that shit is out the window for a year. Like, he will have to come back a year from now and be a position coach for a year or
a
two,
QB,
and then
yeah,
maybe somebody
QB coach.
Something, because nobody's going to sign him. If somebody were to sign him as an offensive coordinator, that fan base would lose their goddamn money.
I mean, go to college, become an OC.
I mean, dude, Adam Gase could probably go to college to a 2A team or like a shittier like Division I school and actually be a head coach if he really wanted to. But I don't think that's what he has going. I think he's gonna. He got fired. I think the Jets still owed him some money. He could just lick his wounds for a year and whatever. Maybe somebody will bring him in next year as an offensive coordinator, like a team that's desperate or something. Because, I mean, when he was an offensive coordinator, the teams he was on played pretty well. Like, the offenses ran pretty well. Maybe he just – some people just can't be head coaches. And that's that. And I think that's where that bum is.
Picking at number two. Who you got the Jets picking at number two?
I mean, a lot of people saying they're taking Zach Wilson.
That would be crazy.
I think after – I know a lot of people were trying to, like, pump up Justin Fields to be, you know, the next quarterback or as good as Trevor Lawrence. I think it's whether – I mean, in all honesty, the Jets would – it wouldn't be the worst thing for the Jets to do is trade down, get a couple more draft picks, and take, like, somebody like Mac Jones. Keep Sam Darnold for another year. Let him play. Let Mac Jones sit behind him. And you still have the 23rd pick. You trade back. You get another, you know, whatever you do. You say you get a first and second, and you fall back to number 10. You get, like, Mac Jones. He sits behind Darnold for a year. You see what Darnold has. Maybe whatever. Maybe you keep him. Maybe you don't. Maybe you trade Mac Jones, whatever you do there. But I don't know. I mean, supposedly Zach Wilson's legit. I don't know. I don't watch BYU games. I mean, the team was pretty good last year. They won their bowl game. He did everything he was supposed to do. But it doesn't matter. The Jets just – they don't have any offensive weapons. Like, there's nothing – I don't care who the quarterback is. Jesus Christ could put on a jersey for the Jets, and he wouldn't be winning games right now. Like, that's just how it is.
Digging deep at the Jets. Story of your life.
But I feel like – I feel like what we do here is – we come back in like a month from now after the draft, and we can kind of then we have a better idea of what we think of teams, at least on paper.
I mean,
because right now,
yeah,
who knows, dude? I mean, I think if the Jets would hypothetically have a good draft, the Jets sign a few players. I'm a big fan of Robert Saleh, your new coach. Obviously, he was my defensive coordinator. I think he's a good coach. I think he's a good players coach. And I think he's going to inspire that team.
So a team like the Jets, dude, could like they could be scrappy and still they could pull out five or six.
I still think they're the worst team in that division.
Yeah, but it really comes down to, and I think the Dolphins have a good team. If that team comes down to, is Tua really good? And that's a big if at this. A lot of people are like questioning if he's really a good guy.
I mean, maybe it was 50 winning those games, but they were also very close to making the playoffs. They played good. I think they were 8-8. I have no idea.
I think they won like 10 games.
Oh, yeah. They won 10 games and didn't make the playoffs. That sucks.
Yeah, I think the Dolphins, I think that defense is legit. I think Fitzpatrick was definitely doing some work for him. And, I mean, honestly, dude, if they would have just played Fitzpatrick the whole year, they probably would have made the playoffs, to be honest.
For real. For real.
But who knows, man?
Go up to the guy. Oh, we're going to let Tua start now. Like
really? Yeah, I mean, you had to see what you had with the guy. I mean, he played pretty well, but it seemed like he was, like, I don't want to say scared. I don't want to say scared in a way like he was scared to take a hit or anything like that. I think he was scared to make a mistake. I think Tua was afraid to throw a pick or this or that, and that like hindered him from playing better than he should have played better, or maybe that he's just gun shy.
Obviously, the speed of the NFL is something that you don't see even in the SEC. It's nothing like the NFL, but you got to give him time to adjust. I just hate that these guys don't get 2-3 years behind quarterbacks anymore.
Well, you know, I think it didn't help Tua that he didn't play in the preseason. You know, even though the preseason's a little slowed down or whatever, he didn't get any of those snaps. The off-season program was like way down. Like a lot of it was like Zoom meetings and shit like that, to where he's not with the team feeling people out. Like sometimes, dude, that helps you connect with your receivers to where that puts you onto another level, to where you have a security blanket that you feel good about. Like, dude, that Gesicki guy, the fucking tight end for the Dolphins, is legit. I think they could, you know, hypothetically, if they were to make a trade and get Deshaun Watson, the Dolphins would be arguably the favorite to win the Super Bowl. They would be right there with the Chiefs. That's how good I think they would be if they had a top tier quarterback.
Sleeping on the Bills.
I don't know, dude. All I know is Josh Allen looked real. He played very Peyton Manning-y. He was real good in the regular season. Then it came to the playoffs where he played legitimate teams and he didn't.
I mean, you're riding the wave, man. They peaked in the middle of the season, you know? The teams that win the Super Bowl are the teams that peak at the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, the Bucs did that. But, dude, like the year before that, the 49ers and the Chiefs from beginning to the end were kicking the shit out of teams. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that he just played. He played better. Like, dude, the Colts defense is legit. They could have lost that game. You know what I mean? And then who'd they play the week after that? I don't even remember. The Ravens. And I mean, I am so not a Ravens guy. I think they're a bad team. They're not bad. I think that Lamar Jackson will never win a Super Bowl. I do not think he's that good. And he kind of sealed the deal with that pick six for 100 yards or whatever. But, I think if it comes down to the Chiefs and the Bills playing in the playoffs every year, the Bills will never beat they'll never beat the Chiefs. That's really how I see it.
I mean,
like the Chiefs have to stumble against somebody else for the Bills to get there. What?
Sooner or later, they'll get there, I think, if they keep playing each other for the next 10 years. You know, Mahomes and Allen, you know, ain't going anywhere. So they'll be probably battling.
Well, you got to look at some other things, too, dude. I'm telling you, like, see what can happen, though. And this is for instance, the Colts, I do think, are going to be a better team with Carson Wentz than they were this year, right? I do think that. I don't know if you think Carson Wentz is done. I don't think so. I think he goes to this team. He goes back to his old offensive coordinator. His old quarterback coach is there. He's going to feel familiar. And he's not in Philly where people are booing him, throwing beer bottles at Santa Claus and shit. And it'll be like refreshing for him, you know? I think a team like the Colts, hypothetically, they play the Chiefs in the playoffs and knock them off, the Bills could beat the Colts. Like, they need somebody to – they need the Chiefs to stumble. in the next couple years, like maybe in a few years. Like, dude, I can tell you, when I saw Josh Allen play, I thought he looked legit. But then when he plays better defenses, it's like he's pressing. And that if he can't be playing like that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But who knows? I mean, you never know what'll happen. I personally think the Bills are going to be there. The Chiefs are going to be there. I think the Browns, dude, are the team to beat in their division moving forward. I really do.
Yeah,
I think currently constructed, they are better than the Ravens.
You know, there was times where Ravens were scoring a 50 piece on teams. They're looking really.
Yeah, dude, but if you look at the teams they were doing that against, they were trash teams. When they play better teams, well, anytime the Ravens play a good team, they lose 3 out of 4 of those games. They do.
I mean, Lamar's completion percentage and stuff like that's high, but I just think he's not that good at throwing the football.
He isn't that good. He's not that good at – dude, and the thing is, when he plays against better defenses and they take away some part of that run and hypothetically the other team gets ahead, dude, he can't come from behind. He can't, because if you keep running the ball like he is, he's just killing the clock. He's just taking off so much time. And, a friend of ours is a big Ravens guy, and he says how they – the receivers would drop passes, blah, blah, blah. That happens to every quarterback. I think if Patrick Mahomes played for the Ravens, they would be legit. You know what I mean? You would say the Ravens are a Super Bowl contender. You know what I mean? Or Deshaun Watson played for them. Or Russell Wilson. Like somebody like that. Or even fucking Tom Brady. You know what I mean? Like, it's just hard for me to buy into him.
There's a difference between being a good team and being being a natural winning football team. I don't know. Like Tom Brady is a next level winner. We'll never see it. We won't see another Tom Brady for a while.
I think Patrick Mahomes is that guy for the next 15 years. That'll be who that guy is. Because, dude, I mean, in all honesty, would you be surprised if the next 5 years the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl?
I know. They just made 2 in a row. Well, they won one.
They got pants. That was bad circumstance. Dude, both their starting tackles were out in that game. Like, people are, like, buttering up the 85 Bears.
Give Brady his credit. Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time, as much as that pains me to say.
He seems to have very lucky circumstance go his way.
You can say that also, but the guy was texting the whole team telling them that they were going to win all week.
What is he supposed to say? They're going to lose? He's like, I don't know, guys. I don't know about this game.
He was sick.
I don't know. I think people are giving him a lot more credit than he deserves for this particular Super Bowl, just because, I mean, dude, like last year, Jameis Winston, as terrible as he is, threw for 5,000 goddamn yards for the team. That's only happened a handful of times. Like, he's not good. I'm
saying, they threw the ball 50 times a game.
If you were to put Ryan Fitzpatrick on this last year's Bucks team, they would have been a competitive, very competitive team. Like, if they had any quarterback that is, like, not a dipshit, they would have been a really good team. They could have arguably went to the Super Bowl. That's how put together that team is. Like, they have their starting three receivers have all at one point been all pros. Come on.
I need the
I think that's a possibility. I mean, dude, I don't know. I don't know if he's going to come back.
He wants to stay there. He wants to be there. But he wants money, too.
He does until somebody throws him more money than they're going to throw him. Hey guys, it looks like we lost Chris on this particular podcast. We do appreciate you guys listening. We will be back in a few days with another one. Have a good week. Have a good day. Stay safe out there.